Welcome to 95 Mac Daily for Tuesday, August 6th, 2024. I'm your host, Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by DirecTV Stream. Leading off today, Apple has released iOS 18 Beta 5, and it includes a few big changes worth talking about. First, Apple is rolling out a new feature for Safari called Distraction Control. This feature is designed to give users more control over the web browsing experience by making it easier to block certain elements, such as sign-in pop-ups and other content overlays. Distraction Control is accessible via the same page menu interface in Safari as Reader and Viewer. Here, users will find a new Hide Distracting Items option to enable Distraction Control. Users will then be prompted to select different elements on a web page that they feel are distracting. Users have to manually choose each item on that page they wish to hide. Distraction Control will persist through page refreshes and page reloads, assuming that the hidden item does not change. Apple says that nothing is proactively hidden with this feature. Only items that a user manually selects are hidden. Apple also emphasizes that this feature is not meant to serve as an ad blocker. While a user can technically use Distraction Control to hide an ad on a website temporarily, that ad will reappear when the page is refreshed or otherwise reloaded, assuming that the content of that ad changes. In fact, the first time a user activates Distraction Control, Safari will display a pop-up that emphasizes the feature will not permanently remove ads or other areas of a website that frequently change. Finally, if a user wishes to unhide an item, they can click back into the page menu interface in Safari and choose Show Hidden Items. This feature is meant to be used for things like sign-in pop-ups, newsletter pop-ups, GDPR and cookie request pop-ups, and again, isn't meant to be used to block ads. iOS 18 Beta 5 also brings some notable changes to the Photos app. Apple has touted the all-new Photos app as one of the tentpole features of iOS 18, describing it as the biggest ever redesign to help users easily find and relive special moments. But the design has proven to be polarizing, and Apple is now taking some of the feedback into consideration. One of the big changes to the Photos app in iOS 18 was the addition of a new carousel view. This view allowed users to swipe left and right to view highlights that updated each day and featured things like people, pets, places, and more. But with iOS 18 Beta 5, this feature has been removed entirely from the Photos app in an effort to simplify the interface. Apple says that iOS 18 Beta 5 also tweaks the All Photos view to display more of the photos grid without the user having to swipe down. The Recent Days feature has also now been refreshed to include recently saved content, both of which previously existed separately. Finally, Apple says iOS 18 Beta 5 changes where albums are located for people with multiple albums. The Photos app continues to also be fully customizable and users can arrange sections and categories as they see fit. iOS 18 Beta 5 is currently available to developer beta testers, and we expect a public beta sometime later this week or maybe next week before a public release in September. We are sponsored this week by DirecTV Stream. DirecTV Stream is the best way to watch all of your favorite news, TV shows, movies, and sporting events. You can watch directly on your iPhone, iPad, Mac, and Apple TV using the DirecTV Stream app. DirecTV offers plans that carry 30-plus regional sports networks, unlimited simultaneous DVR recordings, the ability to stream on unlimited devices at once in your home, and you can watch your favorite programs even if you didn't record them for up to 72 hours. For a limited time, you can sign up for DirecTV Stream and save $30 for your first 3 months. Just hit the link in the show notes and sign up today. Running out today, a federal judge ruled that Google's deals with Apple and other companies to be the default search engine violated antitrust law. This came in the Department of Justice's lawsuit against Google, accusing the company of unfairly dominating the search industry and online advertising and stifling competition. The judge said, quote, "After having carefully considered and weighed the witness testimony and evidence, the court reaches the following conclusion. Google is a monopolist, and it has acted as one to maintain its monopoly, and it has violated Section 2 of the Sherman Act," end quote. Section 2 of the Sherman Act prohibits monopolization, attempts to monopolize, or conspiracies to monopolize. While the Department of Justice's lawsuit did not name Apple as a defendant, Its multi-billion dollar deal with Google was the key aspect of the case. As we've talked about in the past, Google pays Apple billions of dollars every year to retain its status as the default search engine on iPhone, iPad, and Mac. Through this trial, it was revealed that Google paid Apple $20 billion to be the default search engine in 2022. And again, even though Apple was not a defendant in the case saw testimony from several Apple executives, including services boss Eddie Q and machine learning executive John Gianandrea. This week's ruling specifically calls out Google's agreement with Apple and other companies as anti-competitive. It hasn't yet been determined what penalties Google will face, nor exactly what this ruling means for its arrangement with Apple. Still, this represents a major risk to Apple moving forward. The company relies heavily on the revenue from Google to boost its growing services category, which hit a record $24 billion in fiscal Q3. If Apple and Google are forced to make changes to their deal, it could have an impact on the growth of that services business going forward. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Find an ad-free version of the show at 9to5mac.com/join. Follow along with me on Threads at Chance H. Miller, and we'll be back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.